Okay, Parshas Bo. We have the first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, Achadash Zelachem. And I think we've generally used this time to explain different halachos minhagim of Kiddush Levana. So we're going to do the same now. We're going to talk about one aspect of Kiddush Levana, one particular aspect, and that is the earliest and the latest time to say Kiddush Levana. If you've been in shul on Motzei Shabbos and you've seen me walk nervously over to the Luach towards the end of Maariv, what I'm trying to find out is this a good time to say Kiddush Levana, or is not a good time to say Kiddush Levana? So let's discuss what goes into the sugya, what is the discussion about the earliest and the latest times to say Kiddush Levana. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, let's begin with the earliest time. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Yud, Halach Yud Zayin, says that if you don't make Kiddush Levana on the first night of the month, so you can make the bracha until the 16th of the month, meaning add up to the 16th, but not including, when the moon begins to wax, begins to get smaller instead of waning. That's what the Rambam says. Now, the Rambam clearly says that you can recite Kiddush Levana on the first day of the month without any issues. And Rav Moshe writes, Negros Moshe Rachaim, in Chelek Aleph and Siman Kuf Mem Gimel, that the Rambam holds halacha lemaisa, Kiddush Levana on the first night is a mitzvah min hamavchar. It's actually better to do Kiddush Levana on the first day of Rosh Chodesh than any other day of the month. And the Birka Yosef, the Chida, writes in Ar Siman Siman Tav Reish Chavav that he's bothered by the Rambam because the Maseches Sofrim seems to say very clearly, that we're going to discuss in a moment, that there needs to be some significant light coming off the moon. And anybody who has seen the moon on Rosh Chodesh knows there is barely any light emanating from the moon. And therefore, it is a big question on the Rambam. It is also clear from Rashi in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, where the sugya of Kiddush Levana is found, is that you can say Kiddush Levana on the first night, regardless of everything I just said. The halacha does not follow the Rambam, lechatchila, as we'll see in a moment. So we'll move on to the next opinion. The next opinion is those who say that Kiddush Levana cannot be said until the seventh day of the month. This is based on a tshuva, a comment of Rav Yosef Jikatilia. Rav Yosef Jikatilia was a 13th century Mekubal who lived in Castile, who was instrumental in the spread of the teachings of the Zohar, and his Sefer Shari Ora is considered to be the most important introduction to Kabbalah that has ever been written. So Rav Yosef Jikatilia, who's not necessarily known as a halachist, has a tshuva, comments that are printed later in history in the tshuva's Beis David. The Beis David is Rav Yosef ben David, the Rav of Salonika. And he writes in the tshuva's Beis David, Or HaChaim in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, that one shouldn't recite Kiddush Levana until 7 days have passed from the molad of the month. We have discussed the molad and exactly what the molad is and why it's important. When the moon begins to appear, you can go back and review that shir on what is the molad. But from 7 days from the molad begins the month. And this is cited by the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Tav Chavav and Sif Dalet. You'll see it's the last halacha there in Sif Dalet. Again, I'll put the page of the Mishnah Berurah there back in the chat for anybody who didn't see it. And what's the reason? What's Rav Yosef Jikatilia's reason? The reason is based on Kabbalah, that the moon corresponds to David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. There's a lot of references to David Melech in Kiddush Levana. The moon is considered to be a representation, or David is considered to be a representation of what the moon represents, the idea of renewing and rebuilding. And David has a connection to Bas Sheva. His wife of David is Bas Sheva, and that's seven. And the bracha, says Rav Yosef Jikatilia, will not be shor, will not really be significant. The bracha of Kiddush Levana will not be significant and not make an effect until 7 days have passed from the beginning of the month, corresponding to David and Bas Sheva. And the Mechaber repeats this as well in his writings in the Magid Meisharim, the Magid, the Malach that appeared to him, that spirit that appeared to him, that he recorded his teachings on Shir HaShirim, with an additional idea from Kabbalah as well. Now, it is odd, as we're about to note, that the Mechaber seemingly ignores what is found in the Gemara, what is found in Maseches Sofrim, amongst the later Amorayim and the Gaonim. He ignores all of that and goes with a Kabbalistic understanding from Rav Yosef Jikatilia. It is a bit not in Rav Yosef Cairo's normal path. It could be that because he heard it from the Magid, his Malach that talked to him, he did not want to cite his Magad in Shulchan Aruch, but he did not want to ignore it. So he found a source in Rabbi Yosef Chikatilia to follow having saying Kiddush Levana after the seventh day. He's not alone who says it should be after the seventh day. It's also cited the halacha by the Lavush, the Talmud of the Ramah, here as well. And he gives a different reason, not a Kabbalistic reason, but a halacha reason. He says that until 7 days, the light of the moon is not strong enough to cast its own light on the earth, and the bracha should be on the light of the moon, not just on seeing the moon. We want more moon power shining down. And this is the understanding of the tshuvas of the Rama Mipano, Rav Azariah Mipano, and Siman Ayin Ches. Then the Rama Mipano adds a third reason why the seventh day is significant. He in that tshuva says that we want Shabbos to occur before Kiddush Levana. We find a similar idea regarding Bris Milah, and that's why we want to make sure every child goes through a Shabbos before having a Bris Milah. Same thing apparently over here as well. We want a Shabbos to occur before we sanctify the moon. And he also notes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Aleph where the sugya occurs. The Gemara says, it has a machlokas, which we'll get back to in a moment, between Rabbi Yehuda and the people of Nahardai, the city of Nahardai, regarding 7 or 15, or 7 or 16. Now, we generally understand it to be a machlokas regarding when's the last time, but the Rama Mipano says maybe it's not a machlokas. The Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the first opinion is that Kiddush Levana should be the seventh day, and the second opinion is saying that the last day should be the 15th and the 16th. So those are the opinions that say that it should be 7 days. No reciting Kiddush Levana until the seventh day of the month. This is the Shita of the Birka Yosef and the Baal HaTanya and his Psakim on the Siddur, and the Ben Yishchayim, Parshas Vayikra, and the Nemukei Or HaChaim, the Munkach Rebbe, and the Kaf HaChaim, and the Yaskel Avdi, Ravadja Hadaya, Rav Ben Sion Abba Shul, the Orlet Sion, the Chelek Gimel says this, Ravadja Yosef, and the Abi Omer, and the Chelek Vav, and again in the Yechav Adas, and the Chelek Beis, and again in his Chazon Avadj, and Hilchos Chanukah at the end, and the Yalkut Yosef, who all say that the seventh day is the earliest time you can say Kiddush Levana. And they go as far as to say it's better to say it be a chidus after the 7 days alone without a minion than to say it before the seventh day with a tzibur with a minion. So it is clear that for Svardim they do not say Kiddush Levana until the seventh day of the month. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Yechiel Michal Epstein, writes in our Siman and Sif Yud Gimel, he's bothered as to how the Shulchan Aruch ignored the Rambam and the other Rishon who seemed no need to wait until the seventh day. But again, as we noted, there might be more Kabbalistic reasons for the Mechaber's opinion. Now, in light of the difficulty over the source, so the Bach writes that the Gemara in Sanhedrin is usually understood to mean that one should ideally say Kiddush Levana before the seventh day. In addition, Rabbeinu Yonah understands, based on his version of Masechet Sofrim, that the Masechet Sofrim of the Gaonim is saying that after 3 days, the moon has enough light to recite Kiddush Levana, for a person to get Hana, for a person to get benefit from the moon. And this is the time when we truly begin to appreciate the moon after the third day. The moon on the first day is too small to get Hana, and therefore he writes, this is what the Bach writes, King Kibalnu Merabuseinu Shekach Kol HaKadmonim, we have a tradition from our Rebbeinim that all of the earlier generations, Shol Lahachmes Es HaMitzvah L'Kadosh Osob Motzei Shabbos L'Achar Shavu L'Gemol Yomim, that we recite Kiddush Levana after 3 days. And therefore, one should recite Kiddush Levana 3 days at the beginning of the month. And this is Sadla Halacha by the Taz and the Magen Avraham here in Shulchan Aruch and the Pri Chadash and the Chacham Tzvi in the Siddur of his son Rav Yaakov Emden and the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Chaf, you'll see as well. This was the practice of the Chaznish and the Stipler and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach. And this is the minhag of Ashkenazim that we recite Kiddush Levana 3 days from the beginning of the month. So we have here, again, three opinions. The Rambam says the first day, Svardim say the seventh day, Ashkenazim do it on the third day. Now the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh explains that the Jewish month is based on the lunar cycle, and the years are based on the path around the sun. And the Torah says, "Achodesh hazeh lachem rosh chadashim," as we read in this week's parsha. Hazeh, this month, means the new month should look like it did on Rosh Chodesh Nisan at that time in history when the Jews left Mitzrayim. And it says, "Olas chodesh bechadsho," meaning that the korban for Rosh Chodesh is brought when the moon is mechadesh and renews after its disappearing. And the molad, the first time the moon is seen in Eretz Yisrael, is the time we use to begin the new moon. the new month. It takes around, as the Rambam counts, 29 and a half days for the moon to go around the earth once. However, the cycle of the moon is not exact. It can range from 29 days, 20 hours, to 29 days and 6.5 hours, depending on the month exactly. But Chazal, and this is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and Perek Vav, and the Tur writes as well, in Tav Chav Zayin, came up with an average. Because we can't have new times the month each month, which is 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim, or 44 minutes and 3.3 seconds. And this is the time between each molad. Now, the molad is not really that instrumental nowadays, and the singular nafkamina, the singular halakhic implication for knowing what the molad is when we start and stop saying Kiddush Levana. Because the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simin Tav Chav Vav Sif Gimel, if you look there in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that the last time for Kiddush Levana depends on the molad. And the Mishabur writes in Sif Katan Chaf, and he cites the Pribegadim, who says that logically, the beginning time for Kiddush Levana should also depend on when the molad occurs. And the Machatzis HaShakal says Rabbeinu Yonah never really mentioned the idea of Me'es La'es, a count of 24 hours starting from the Molad, and therefore we only count the days and not the hours from the Molad. The Minag is like Rabbeinu Yonah and the Prima Gadim to count 3 days Me'es La'es from the Molad. And therefore, when we look on the calendar and say, when is the earliest time to count, to say Kiddush Levana, you need to look and say, when was the Molad? So I don't remember exactly, but I think the Molad around the time for the month of Shvat was about, the moon appeared in Yerushalayim at about 5:30 p.m. Around that time. So that would mean you have to count 3 24-hour periods, 72 hours from then, and therefore you'd be able to say it on 5:30 in the afternoon from 3 days later. That would be the earliest time, 3 24-hour periods from when the molad appears. Now, the question really is, well, we really announce the molad for when it appears in Yerushalayim. This is where Moshe writes that, and we announce the molad, we express the time when the moon appears in Eretz Yisrael, because since Rosh Chodesh is established in Eretz Yisrael, and when we announce the time of the molad, it's really early in the morning. We mean it appeared in Eretz Yisrael early in the morning. Although here in America, it was not yet, midnight. This discrepancy in time does not affect the yearly calendar, which always follows Eretz Yisrael, but it does affect Kiddush Levana, which should be done before the exact moment of the mid-month or at the beginning of the mid-month, at the beginning of the month, right? So Rav Henkin writes in his Luach that it's logical to conclude that we in America must say Kiddush Levana based on the time of the Molad in Eretz Yisrael. So if the calendar says 5:30 in the evening is when the moon appeared, it's not 5:30 in the evening in New York. It's 5:30 in the evening in Eretz Yisrael. So you need to have that in mind and then add the 6 hours for them being ahead. So that's just important to keep in mind. It's 72 hours from when it's going to appear in Eretz Yisrael. That's what Henkin says. There's a machlokas on both sides, whether it's 72 hours here, 72 hours there. It could be, as Rav Sternbach says, to be machmir, to make sure it's at least 72 hours for the 3 days starting from the time in America, and to start earlier when it comes to the end time in Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about that in a moment. Now, what if you make a mistake? What if you recite Kiddush Levana before the 3 days? Did you have to go and say it again? So Shlomo Zalman Arbach and the Shlomo says b'di'evet, you are still Yotzei, but l'chadchil you shouldn't do this. And this is the opinion of Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, has a piece in the Torah Journal Noam, and Rav Yitzchak Abadi in his Or Yitzchak Chelik Beis also says that one should one doesn't have to say it again. And the Sharet Siyam, the Mishnah writes in the Sharet Siyam that he says that the Yad Ramah writes in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis that you can recite it on the first day of the month. And that would be okay. But again, that's not our minag. But b'di'evet, if you miscalculated and you recited Kiddush Levana before the time of the 3 days from the molad, you would be yotzei. Good. That is part one regarding the timing. Let's throw a curveball into it. And let's note a comment of the Maseches Sofen. Maseches Sofen writes in Parachaf, discussing Kiddush Levana, and says, Ein mevarchen ha'yareach al b'motzei Shabbos, k'shu mevusam b'kelim noyim. It says you shouldn't make Kiddush Levana until Motzei Shabbos. So what's it supposed to be? Let's say, and this is the big dilemma, let's say Motzei Shabbos occurs after the 3 days. do I want to fulfill the mitzvah exactly the third day on a Tuesday night, or should I wait until Motzei Shabbos to fulfill the Maseches Sofrim? So who discusses this dilemma of whether doing the mitzvah in its better time or doing the mitzvah behidr, you know, when it's more, you know, holy to do it on Motzei Shabbos? The Trumas Hadeshah. The Trumas Hadeshah has a Trum in Siman Lamed Hey. And he discusses whether it's proper to delay the reciting of Kiddush Levana if you see the moon earlier in the week. And he concludes that if the Shabbos is before the 10th of the month, then you should wait until Motzei Shabbos. But if Shabbos falls after the 10th of the month, you should not wait because there's a chance that it will be cloudy at night and you'll run out of time to say it. And he concludes that if you say Kiddush Levana during the week, you should make sure to wear special clothing and things like that, so it's holy. And the Ramah in Tav Chavav brings the above Lahalacha, saying again as follows, if Shabbos is before the 10th of the month, then you should wait until Motzei Shabbos, but if Shabbos is after the 10th of the month, then you should not wait because it might be cloudy. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah cite the Magen Meisharim of Yosef Cairo, who says that the month where you recite Kiddush Levana, Motzei Shabbos, you'll find success, and if it's cloudy, and you're unable to write Kiddush Levana, you will not be successful. And the Ramami Pater and the Eliyahu Rabbah and the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Hay note that the same inyan also applies to Motzei Yontif, like after Shavuos there's an inyan to perhaps to wait as well to say it. And the Ramami Pano says that it's proper to recite Kiddush Levana on Motzei Yom Kippur as well, so you can go mechayel lechayel, from strength to strength, and go from one mitzvah to the next as well. So this opens the question, what is prefel ben halacha? Zeriz and lemitzos, to do mitzvos as fast as possible, or to perform the mitzvah with an extra mila, an extra hiddur, an extra beautification? What's more important, to do it faster or to perform the mitzvah with an extra beautification? So where is this discussed in Shas? It's a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Lamed Tes. The Gemara says, regarding the case of a yibum, a man who passed away and left a wife without any children, and now that wife is supposed to marry the deceased brother's, the brother of the deceased. And the Gemara says that the case of the yibum, the oldest brother of the deceased should preferably marry the widow. But if the eldest brother is away, he's out of town, and the younger brother is available, then the younger brother is required to perform the mitzvah of yibum because the older brother is not there. Rather than wait for the oldest brother to return to the mitzvah when it can be performed with a hiddur, meaning the oldest brother is the hiddur, is the better way to do the mitzvah, the young brother should marry the widow and do it as soon as possible. Ah, says the Gemara, why? Shavei mitzvah lo mishahina, because you don't wait for mitzvahs. And this would seem to indicate that a mitzvah should be done as soon as possible, even if it means you won't have the hiddur. There won't have that extra, you know, push, the extra beautification. So the Panimiros writes in Chelek Beis, and he supports this based on a comment to the Mechelta, which says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. The pasuk says you should guard the matzah. And the Mechilta makes a drasha, which many of us are familiar with, which says, Ushmartem es ha mitzvos. You should guard the mitzvos. You should let the mitzvos occur as soon as possible. Don't let the mitzvos become chametz. Don't let the mitzvos become stale. Do the mitzvos right away. And the Panim Yeros asks, I don't understand. Why do I need the drasha of Ushmartem es ha mitzvos, doing the mitzvos as soon as possible, when I already have a principle of zrizim makdim lemitzvos? We learn from Avram Avinu that you should do mitzvos as soon as possible. So if I already know there's a concept of zrizis, doing mitzvos as soon as possible, so then why would I need a second drasha to tell me that I should do mitzvos, I should keep the mitzvos and not let them become chametz? So he explains that even though we have the rule of zrizim makdim in the mitzvos, the drasha of ushmartim es ha-mitzvos, that you should keep the mitzvos, adds the idea that zrizus, doing a mitzvah as soon as possible, takes precedence over doing the mitzvah in a more beautiful fashion. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin halacha l'maisa here? So the Trumas Hadeshen and the Ramah clearly say that the mitzvah min ha-mivchar, doing a mitzvah with the extra beautification, is better, right? Because they said you should wait till Motzei Shabbos to say Kiddush Levana, unless there's a chance you may miss the mitzvah, right? Therefore, right, if Motzei Shabbos is before the 10th of the month, then you should wait until Motzei Shabbos. But if Motzei Shabbos is after the 10th of the month, you shouldn't wait for Kiddush Levana, because the next few days could be cloudy, and you're going to miss being able to recite the bracha. So again, it's kind of a qualification. Yes, you should do the mitzvah with more beautification, unless there's a chance you may end up missing the mitzvah. This is the Shita of El Yaraba, Rechaim Palaji in his Svarim as well. And that's opinion number one. On the other end of the spectrum is Rav Yaakov Reischer, the Shvus Yaakov Nechelik Alf and Simon Lamadal. And he argues, no. He says there's really only an inyan, an aspect to perform a mitzvah min ha-mumcha with more beautification if it will certainly happen, 100% happen. Someone, he says, for example, has an esrog, and the esrog is kosher, but it's not the nicest esrog. He believes that if he waits until later in the day, he'll have a nicer esrog on which to recite the bracha. Should he perform the mitzvah now with the kosher but not beautiful esrog, or should he wait until later so he can perform the mitzvah in the more exemplary way? What would we say? So the Shvus Yaakov rules that if one is certain that he'll have a nicer esrog available later on, he should wait. But if he is uncertain, he should recite the bracha now on the esrog that he has. Similarly, he says, in a situation where olive oil was not available, and I only have wax candles for the menorah, and the olive oil will arrive later, the Shvus Yaakov says that the wax candle should be used. So the shita of the Shvus Yaakov is that I only perform a mitzvah with a hijra, with a beautification, if it is clear and present in front of me now. But if it's not now, and it's not certainly here, then I perform the mitzvah as soon as possible, even if it's not as beautiful. The last shita is the Nishmas Adam, the Chai Adam, and they cite the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says in Taf Taf Ayin Ches in 878 that Zerizus doing the mitzvah quickly always takes precedence over the beautification of the mitzvah. He says that as an example, a person should buy a talis right away instead of waiting to find a more beautiful talis. The Nishmas Adam suggests that if the Trumas Hadeshin would have seen the comments of the Sefer Chassidim, he also would have held that Zerizus is always preferable instead of doing the mitzvah with more beauty. This approach of preferring the Zerizus over the Hidra Mitzvah is found as well by Rav Avadya Yosef and the Chasson Avadya. And here we have these different approaches. So clearly, Halacha L'maisi here, the Trumas Hadeshin, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, the Eliyahu Rabbah all understand that it's a mitzvah minimum of chartz to recite Kiddush Havanah Motzei Shabbos, unless there's a concern you may miss the mitzvah. However, not everyone agrees. As noted by the Mishnah Berurah and the Shaar HaTzion, the Bach says that he has a Mesorah that one should recite Kiddush Levon as soon as possible. Shelo l'hachmasas ha-mitzvah. Don't let the mitzvah go stale. This is the sheet of the Beis Yaakov, the Shvus Yaakov, as we saw before, the Gura and the Meiser Avinos Kufna and Tes, the Chayodam, the Chaznish and the Stipler, all say, I don't care if it's Motzei Shabbos. When the third day of the calendar comes from the Molad, you recite Kiddush Levana because doing the mitzvah as soon as possible is more important than doing it in a more beautiful way on Motzei Shabbos. That's how we come out. Halacha l'maisa, we say, us Ashkenazim say Kiddush Levana 3 24-hour periods in the Molad. There's a machlokus amongst the Ashkenazim. Do we say Kiddush Levana as soon as possible on the third day, or do we wait until Motzei Shabbos? Each one should follow their prior custom. Now let's turn to the last issue, which is the last time for Kiddush Levana. This is a much more simpler conversation. And that is the Gemara in Sanhedrin that we quoted in the beginning of the evening. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Amar Rav Asi Amar Rav Yochanan Ad Kama Mevarchan Al Chodesh. Until when do you say Kiddush Levana? Ad Shetimalei Pikimasa, until it is full and is no longer lacking in any way. Kakama, what is that? Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rav Yehuda Ad Shiva. That's till the seventh day. That's the last time to say it. And the Nahardai, the people of Nahardai say Ad Shisha start until the 16th. So you have Machlokes Rav Yehuda Rabbi and the people of Nahardai. Is the seventh day the last time to say Kiddush Levana or the 16th? Is the seventh day when the moon is full enough that after that you can't say the Kiddush Levana anymore? Or is the 16th when the moon is full enough that you can't say Kiddush Levana anymore? Now, just a little bit of lamdas before we get to Halacha L'maisa. Rav Yitzchak Kulitz, who was the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim many years ago, has a beautiful sefer called the Minchas Eliyahu. And in Chelek Beis, he suggests that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Nahardai is based on a different chakira, a different question in Kiddush Levana. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the bracha of Kiddush Levana is about the creation of the moon. We are thanking Hashem for creating the moon. And therefore, once the moon is male pigimasa, and it is clearly not as small as it was at the beginning of the month, and there's that we can see, this is a creation. This is a moon. We see that there's something there, something that is chashev, that we can see that the moon was created. So then there's no reason to make the bracha anymore after the seventh day. That occurs on the seventh day of the month. But after the seventh day of the month, it's clear the moon was created. There's no longer need to mark the occasion of the creation of the moon, because by day number seven, anybody can see, the moon was created, it's there in the sky. The Nahardai view Kiddush Levana as a bracha, not on the creation of the moon, but rather on the hana, the benefit we get from the moon. And therefore, as long as the moon is waxing and giving off more and more and more and more light until the 16th of the month when it begins to wane, then you can make the bracha because we are getting more and more hana from seeing it. And that, he says, is the point of the machlokas over here. So how do we paskin? The Russian Sanhedrin Parakeh says the halacha follows the Nahardai. And the Kolba writes in Siman Mem Gimel that technically it would be l'chadchil to write Kiddush Levana by the seventh day of the month, if not then by the 15th. So wow, says the Kolbo, you're right, we do paskin that you could go to the 15th, but l'chadchila, one should try to get in by the 7th. The Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Nahardai, that we have until the 16th of the month to say Kiddush Levana, and the Levush in Sif Gimel explains that we only want to make a bracha when the light is growing, and not when the light is waning, and the Kolbo adds that we only want to make a bracha on the improvements, not on the deficiencies of the moon when it gets smaller. And the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Yud Zayin that in reality we count 15 days of 24 hours, me'ace la'ace, from time to time for the molad itself. And therefore, when your luach, if you're looking in the Ezra's Torah luach and it says the last time to say Kiddush Levana is this and this day, this time, they are calculating it to 15, 24-hour periods from the molad when it appeared in the skies of Yerushalayim. Again, like the machlokas before, do we calculate it as we would in the time in America? Do we calculate it as we would in the time in Eretz Yisrael? So it's proper to be machmir. Again, you can rely. Rav Yona Mertzbach has a piece in the Ale Yona. Rav Shtermach as well has a piece about this as well in Chuas Vanagos and Chelek Aleph. You can rely and say, and buy yourself an extra 6 hours, and say it's no till 5:30 in America, even though it was already 5:30 in Eretz Yisrael. You can. But l'chadchil, the best thing to be would to try to say it, you know, obviously it's, you can't say it's 6 hours before 5:30 because it would be the daytime. You're not going to see the moon at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's not going to happen. And therefore, it would be proper to be machmer to try to get Kiddush Levana in the night before so you wouldn't have to rely on when it would be only the Tumulat in America and not in Eretz Yisrael. So, to wrap everything up together, there are 3 points we discussed regarding the best time or the earliest time for Kiddush Levana. The earliest time for Sfardim is by the seventh day of the month, Me'eis Leis in the Molad. For Ashkenazim, the third day of the month, Me'eis Leis in the Molad. There's a question regarding Motzei Shabbos, the Hiddur of Motzei Shabbos. For some Ashkenazim, it would seem to be, it would be, the minhag is to wait till Motzei Shabbos, regardless of the Indian of Zrizis is doing the mitzvah faster. And for other Ashkenazim, depending on your minhag, it would be to do it on the third night, regardless of what's going on, and to ignore the hiddur of Motzei Shabbos. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos and a great evening.